Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Starting us off tomorrow, Queen's Football will be hosting their annual Gales Tackle Hunger Initiative from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Metro Grocery Store at 310 Berry Street. Members of the Queen's Football program will be in person outside the Metro Grocery Store collecting food and donations in support of Partners in Mission Food Bank. The annual Gales Tackle Hunger Initiative, scheduled leading up to Thanksgiving weekend, is a priority event for the program. I sat down with Nick Liberatore, kicking coach with the Gales, to chat about this year's event. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to just introduce yourself for our listeners.
Certainly. So my name is Nick Liberatore, and I'm the kicking coach and community engagement coordinator with the Queens football team.
Yeah, so we're coming up to the annual Gales Tackle Hunger event on Thursday, October 10th. Nick, is this your first time participating, or is this sort of a new event for you as well?
So this is an event that we've done now for several years with the football program, and we do it every just before every Thanksgiving to help acquire donations and support those in need in our community, just as a way of giving back. We have so much support from the Queens community and the Kingston community in general that this is just one small way that we can help give back to others and have a really positive event in the community.
Awesome. Yeah, and you got into this a bit, but could you speak a bit to the importance of our Gales football team being involved in the community with initiatives like this?
Yeah, absolutely. So our number one team goal, our number one program goal, is to be the most respected team on campus and in the community. So that's above any of the on-field goals or anything that we have. This not only helps our players buy into giving back and being involved in the community that gives us so much support, but it also is a transformational experience and helps develop qualities in our student athletes that they can use for the rest of their lives and help set them up for success. It also is obviously just, again, a great way for us to give back to others in our community that support our team and offer us so much here at Queen's. So we're very fortunate, and we're very happy that this is our number one team goal, and the players do a great job in participating in these events.
Awesome. Yeah, and we're coming up to the event as of this airing. It will be happening tomorrow. How are you guys feeling coming up to the event?
The guys are excited. We get a lot of participation from our student athletes. They bring a lot of energy. So every year, it's, we see so many smiling faces and people that are just have really positive interactions with the football team. We bring a lot of energy. We really hype up everybody who makes a donation and adds something to the baskets or the carts. So we're very excited. The guys do a great job with it.
Good stuff. And how can folks participate on Thursday or otherwise get involved?
So this Thursday, we'll be at Metro 310 Berry Street collecting donations. We have several items that are in need. So, for example, pasta sauce, canned meat and fish, peanut butter, baby food, diapers, stews and canned tomatoes, fruit juice, diapers, and then monetary donations would be are also accepted, both on site and virtually. We have a QR code and a link that community members can donate to the food bank, there's plenty of ways for those who wish to be involved to donate either items or monetary donations. So there's plenty of ways, both in person and virtually, for people to show their support.
Once again, be sure to stop by Metro at 310 Berry Street tomorrow, October 10th, for the Gales Tackle Hunger Initiative from 2 to 6 p.m. In a message directly from the City of Kingston, Thanksgiving closures and service impacts. Learn how the Monday, October 14th Thanksgiving holiday impacts services, programs, and facility hours for the City of Kingston, Utilities Kingston, and other community organizations. Starting us off, garbage green bin and recycling. There is no collection on October 14th. Collection occurs the day after your regular collection day that week. Sign up to receive collection reminders by phone, push notification, or email. Or get the free Kingston Waste app on your Apple or Android device. Kingston Area Recycling Center is closed on Monday. Kingston Transit will operate a Sunday schedule. Express 501 and 502 and 701, 702 will operate every 30 minutes and Route 4 every 60 minutes. Kingston Access Services operates with limited service on Monday. Call 613-542-2512 for schedules and more information. Administrative offices, including Housing and Social Services on Montreal Street and provincial offices, are closed. Utilities Kingston and Kingston Hydro are also both closed on Monday. Utilities Kingston customers experiencing a utility emergency such as a gas smell, power outage, or water main break can call the 24-hour emergency line at 613-546-1181. Access useful links and tips to prepare for the long weekend at utilitieskingston.com, including information on holiday electricity pricing. Recreation facilities, the Invista Center and Arenas, Artillery Park Aquatic Center, Rideau Heights Community Center, Kingston East Community Center, and Culligan Water Park are all closed this weekend. Kingston Frontenac Public Library is closed, and services and digital collections can still be accessed online. Confederation Basin and Portsmouth Olympic Harbor Marinas. The Confederation Basin Marina office is closed. The fueling stations are open at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor, but the office will be closed on Monday. The Pump House Museum is closed throughout the entire weekend, and the Kingston Grand Theatre box office, along with the TED Center for Creativity and Learning, are closed on Monday. Once again, that was a message directly from the City of Kingston on the October 14th Thanksgiving holiday service impacts. In another message directly from the City of Kingston, the city is seeking applications for municipal committees, boards, and commissions. Help shape tomorrow today. Share your perspective, help guide decisions, and contribute to Kingston's future by working with other enthusiastic community and City Council members on a municipal advisory committee, board, or commission. From October 8th to 25th, eligible residents are encouraged to submit applications to serve on the following committees: Appeals Committee, Arts and Culture Advisory Committee, Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Advisory Committee, Housing and Homelessness Advisory Committee, Kingston and Frontenac Housing Corporation Board, Kingston Heritage Programs Committee, and many more. Those selected will play a key role in helping shape the direction of city initiatives and services. Find specific mandates for each of the committees, boards, and commissions at cityofkingston.ca/committees. To be eligible to serve on most committees, boards, or commissions, you must be 18 years or older, a resident or business owner in Kingston, and a Canadian citizen or permanent resident. You can submit your application online at cityofkingston.ca/committees, by phoning 613-546-0000 to request a paper application, or in person at City Hall, 216 Ontario Street, in the City Clerk's Department. Applications close at 4 p.m. on Friday, October 25th. If you have any questions about the application process or committees, boards, and commissions, you can contact the City Clerk's office by email at cityclerk@cityofkingston.ca or by phone at 613-546-4291, extension 1207. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is your sports desk with Isabella.
Welcome back, CFRC listeners, to a Kingston sports recap. Bringing you the latest on Queen's Gales, this week has been filled with intense matchups and notable performances across several sports. Let's jump right in. Starting with the football team, the Gales faced a tough opponent in the Laurier Golden Hawks, falling 51-21. The guys put forth a strong effort, throwing for 3 touchdowns, but the team will need to regroup for their upcoming challenges. Shifting over to soccer, the Queen's men's soccer team secured a thrilling 6-3 victory against York University. The team displayed resilience and depth, bouncing back with a strong second half to secure the win. Now, let's talk rugby. The Queen's women's team made headlines this past weekend, extending their OUA regular season win streak to an incredible 5 full seasons. On October 5th, they crushed the McMaster Marauders with a staggering 123-3 victory at Nixon Field. This win capped off an undefeated season, bringing their record to 6-0. Remarkably, they haven't lost a regular season game since September 2018, totaling a phenomenal 29-game win streak. Leading the charge in this latest victory were Kennedy Stevenson and Lizzie Gibson. Stevenson scored a game-high 5 tries for 25 points, while Gibson added 2 tries and 14 converts, leading all scorers with 38 points. This performance pushed Gibson's regular season total to 100 points. The Gaels showcased their depth with multiple players contributing tries, including Madison Donnelly and Rachel Cullum, who each scored 2. The victory not only highlighted their offensive prowess, but also solidified their position at the top of the OUA standings, earning them a bye to the OUA semifinals. The women's soccer team also had a stellar match, defeating TMU Bold 7-0 on October 5th. Seema Sakharin was a standout, scoring 2 goals and assisting another, helping the team extend their shutout streak. However, the very next day, they faced the Nipissing Lakers and lost 2-1, snapping their 5-game win streak. In that match, the Lakers struck first, and despite a late goal from 2-1, and will look to bounce back. They now sit third at the OUA standings with a record of 7-2-1, and will look to bounce back. It's an exciting time for the Kingston Gaels, especially with their homecoming just around the corner, but particularly with the women's rugby team setting such remarkable records. We're so proud. Stay tuned for more updates and make sure to support our local athletes as they strive for success this season.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers early this evening. We also have a low of +4. On Thursday, October 10th, we'll have mainly cloudy skies with a high of 14 degrees and a UV index of 3 or moderate. Thursday night, mainly cloudy skies with a low of +3 and a risk of frost. On Friday, October 11th, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 20 degrees. Friday night, cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 8. Getting into the weekend, on Saturday, October 12th, we'll have sunny skies with a high of 15 and clear skies at night with a low of +3. Finishing off the week on Sunday, October 13th, we'll have a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 14. Sunday night, we're expecting cloudy skies with a low of +3. That wraps up your weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC traffic report. Now for your CFRC traffic report for this evening. Pavement rehabilitations will take place along Highway 401 between Westbrook Road to beyond the Highway 15 overpass and on the Sir John A. McDonald overpass. This work will consist of various lane and ramp closures over the next several months. This week to look out for, Highway 401 eastbound at Highway 15, full mainline closure. This will take place October 6th to October 10th from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day. Gardner's Road and Sydenham Road, westbound ramps. October 7th to October 9th, expect them to be closed from 12 p.m. to 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. Division Street eastbound or westbound ramps. Expect a closure from October 7th to 9th from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. In other road closures to look out for, Albert Street, Princess at 486 Albert, closed until December 31st to accommodate construction activity at 484 Albert Street. Beverly Street, King to Edge Hill, closed October 8th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. for a utilities Kingston contractor to reset a valve chamber. Cooper Street, Albert to Collingwood, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, closed until October 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. Kings Court Avenue, Hillcrest to Kirkpatrick, closed until November 15th to accommodate a water main replacement. Union Street, Willingdon to Albert, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. And finally, University Avenue Union to Earl closed for the Queen's J-Duck project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Restoration Project is still underway and expected to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Aberdeen Street, Johnson to Earl expect delays and closures along Aberdeen Street for a contractor to complete road and sewer reconstruction. Bay Ridge Drive, Princess to Taylor Kidd expect delays while a contractor begins phase two of the Bay Ridge Drive active transportation upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Prince Charles to Edwin to Princess expect delays while a contractor completes phase two of the Princess and Collins Bay active transportation improvements. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Motorists are advised to seek alternative routes. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence. Expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. And finally, Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard at Elmwood. Expect delays while a contractor upgrades the intersection at Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard and Elmwood Street, including replacement of street lighting, new traffic lights, replacement of asphalt on roads, and a new multi-use pathway south of the intersection towards Bath Road. For more details on any of these projects, you can visit Get Involved Kingston. That wraps up your traffic report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC Concerts and Events calendar with Noah and Victoria.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concerts and Events calendar for October 7th to October 13th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Monday, October 7th, Pumpkin Ferno Tours are back at Kingston Penn. Come visit between 7:15 and 8:45 p.m. and enjoy the sights and sounds of autumn, complete with pumpkin sculpture exhibits and spooky Halloween displays. The tours run every day until October 30th. Tuesday, October 8th, Terror Tuesday Movie Nights at Fort Henry return this week with The Grudge. These screenings include scare actors who will wander the grounds, amplifying your spooky experience. Bring your own chair, blanket, or take a spot on our provided bleacher seating. Doors open at 7:15 p.m. and the movie begins at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 9th, Board Game Night at Something's in the Water Brewing Company returns this Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is free, just grab a drink and enjoy the fun. Bring your friends and unwind with some midweek fun. Thursday, October 10th, Fort Fright returns this week at Fort Henry, running from Thursday to Sunday from 7:15 to 11 p.m. The Nightmarish Exhibition will turn Fort Henry into a den of Halloween frights. Tickets can be purchased online at forthenry.com. The Women in STEM panel runs this Thursday at the Kingston Climate Expo. Join us at the RXN Hub from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a discussion about women in the STEM field and hear voices from the community as they share their experiences and insights. For more information, visit cityofkingston.ca. Friday, October 11th, karaoke at the Buckle returns this Friday. Bring your friends and have a good time while you enjoy the spotlight, starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy the country music-filled evening, running every week on Friday. Saturday, October 12th, the Queen's Observatory has an open house this Saturday, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. This month, come learn about the origins of the largest stars and see deep sky celestial objects through the telescope, weather permitting. The event is located at Ellis Hall on the Queen's campus and is free for all ages to attend. Tell Me a Story, a gallery displaying the work of Gail Williams, opens this weekend at the Melt Studio and Gallery. Come visit the opening reception of Williams' new gallery from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Melt Gallery. For more information, visit meltstudiogallery.com. Sunday, October 13th, the Kingston Memorial Center Farmers Market is back, running from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring a shopping bag and your friends and see what the local producers in Kingston have in store this week. Enjoy live music and activities while you shop. There's something for everyone here.
Have a concert in Kingston, an area that you would like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us today with details. Our main office line is 613-533-2121. This coming October 7th, check out the Kingston Jazz Jam at the Royal Canadian Horse Artillery with host Oscar Evans. Join them for a premier jazz jam sure to impress you. Doors open at RHCA at 4 p.m. On October 8th, Tuesday, the four-time Canadian Folk Music Award winners, Twin Flames, will be performing on Wolf Island. They're guaranteed to be an emotionally captivating performance, performing contemplative folk and rock and roll using Indigenous spirit flutes, traditional drums, and other Western instruments. Doors open at 7:30 at Hotel Wolf Island, 18 plus only. This Wednesday, the thrilling Japanese taiko group will be presenting Kaze, featuring a master bamboo flutist from Japan. Prepare to be haunted and amazed by the melodies of the bamboo flute as this group explores new possibilities for their art. The show will be held at the Kingston Grand Theater. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Get ready for an amazing event. On Thursday, enjoy a free dreamy shoegaze folk concert by Alex Southey on Hotel Wolf Island. Doors open at 7 p.m. On Friday, catch the band Sweet Cheetah for live music at the Royal Tavern starting at 9 p.m. Free admission, or join the weekly live music at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar, pay by donation, starting at 8 p.m. Also on Friday, join the folks keeping the spirit of jazz alive in Kingston. Check out the Morrison and McAnish duo, performing a jazz concert presenting at the Kingston Jazz Society starting at 7 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church. All ages are welcome, and admission is by donation. This Saturday, don't be spooked. Bon Scott and Brian Johnson from AC/DC will be appearing via an audio-visual recreation at the Grand Theater for an all-out immersive experience. Catch it starting at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss out. Also on Saturday, coming from Toronto, Chasing Heroes, Sonic Souvenir, Max and his equals and Mean Bikini are performing pop, rock, indie, and punk at the Mansion. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $10. On October 13th, the Doobie Brothers come to Kingston. Based in Northern California, their sound is authentic rock and roll with a hint of R&B, blues, country, and bluegrass. A four-time Grammy Award-winning group, you won't want to miss their concert. Doors open at 8 p.m. at Slush Puppy Place. Tickets go for $89 to $125. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University, situated on the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science.